Friday day to Ramashta, Yud Base, Tammuz Tavshin Pei Base, Rav Elio Ben Chaslivi.
Morning. I'd like to discuss a topic, Chol HaPochus, for half the time, which happens quite often. And it's a scenario which happens quite often, and a lot of times in the halacha alone, it's not a clear clarity what to do. The halacha is that a person who's yotze letzrochov, he goes out of the, he has to wash his hands, he has to say ashi yotza. That's one halacha. Second halacha is somebody wants to eat a meal, also has to wash his hands and say amatilas yadayim. Now what happens if a person went to the toilet and then afterwards he wants to wash and eat? It's da simen in Shulchan Aruch, simen Kuf Samachay, and in Kuf Samachay it's not clear what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch gives you two options. One option is you should wash your hands twice. After the first time you wash your hands, you should say Ashi Yotza. After the second time, you should say Al Netilas Yadoyim. That is the first atzor in the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, if you only want to wash your hands once, so then you should wash your hands once, be meshafshev yodov, and then wash again. It says, you be meshafshev yodov, you rub your hands to each other, then you say ashi yotza, then you wash again, and then you say al natilas yadayim. That's the two options mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Now first of all, try to explain the simple, what's the difference. In both cases, we're washing our hands twice. So the simple difference between the first one and the second one, the second option of the Shulchan Aruch, is that the first option of the Shulchan Aruch, you wash your hands, you dry them, and then you wash your hands another time, and they have a complete new netila. In the second option of the Shulchan Aruch, if you're washing your hands and rubbing them, then you're not drying your hands. Now you're continuing, every netilas yadayim, as we know, needs two sets of pouring. There's mayim rishonim, and there's mayim shniim. The normal way a person is netil yodov, when you eat for a suda, you first have to pour once on your hands, and then you have to pour another time. It is true that the Shulchan Aruch himself passed, if you put the revirs on the first one, so then you don't have a problem of pouring the second time. The explanation why you need to pour twice is very simple. Because the whole netilas yadayim we do for a suda is because our hands are tomei and we have to make them toil. Now how do we metar the hands? So we pour water on top of them. So then the hands become toil, but the water stays tomei. So now when we finished being metar the hands, we have to be metar the water. Once you retire the water, you pour again. This is l'chayra the twice, which this is a normal netilas yadayim for suda, which you normally wash, but you wash your hands twice. So then we can understand in option two, which the Shulchan Aruch gives us, is to say ashi yotza after the first netila. It's very simple because you have to make another netila because you have to be metayr the mayim. The water is still not yet toil. The water only becomes toil by the second pouring. So, therefore, between the two netilas, say ashi yotza. Because for ashi yotza, what you have to do, be netil yodov, you have to wash your hands, and able to make ashi yotza, you don't have to wash them twice. For that, you can wash them once, and then you can make ashi yotza. As I stated, the two atzores in Shulchan Aruch. Now the emes is, why can't we just wash normally and say both brachas at once? Which that would be the symbol later. Let's wash our hands like normally we wash for our suda. You wash twice on each hand. Afterwards, you say Asheyotza, and then you say Al Netilas Yadayim. So the Morgan Avraham and the Taz both say the problem of doing that is because there is a din from Tekev Netila Brocha. That Al Netilas Yadayim has to be done straight away in the Netila. And since you're going to have Asheyotza in the middle, you're going to have Afsoka.
Oh,
so then you're coming off with a simple answer, which is very good. Let's do it the opposite way. Let's say Al Netilas Yadayim first, then say Asheyotza. But then there's another halacha. There's a hefsek from Birchas Al Netilas Yadayim, Tamoiti. So therefore we're basically stuck in a problem which bracha to make first. So therefore we're trying to do to create two netilas. Now there is a big problem in two netilas. And that means this is where the Achronim are very bothered about. The halacha is, if somebody would go to the toilet before he didn't want to eat yet, and he went to the toilet and he's washed his hands properly, he even poured twice water, or he put the revius on both hands, and then 5 minutes later he decided that he wants to eat, is the emes is, if he was Shomer Yodov, if he knows clearly that his hands have not touched anything since then, the simple answer is, Lamashal, he was wearing gloves. That's the simple answer. He was wearing gloves in the meantime. So the halacha is that even though you should wash your hands again, but you don't make a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim. Why not? Because the tikkunet hakonos on the Tilas Yadayim was to be metayel your hands. And if your hands are already toil by default, because you already washed your hands, so your hands are already toil, so then you've lost the bracha. You can't make a bracha anymore. The first natila was not done for a suda, and the second natila is not mechuyif. Because ba'etzim, a person, the halacha is a gemara in chulin says that when somebody is in a place where there's a lack of water, and there's not enough water for Netilas Yadayim, so the eitz is, he should wash his hands in the morning, be mechavim, this Netilah should be for the entire day, and then be shomer yadav, and then guard his hands, that his hands don't touch. And the Mishmur says, the ideal way of guarding your hands is put on gloves. Because the person touches, has gloves on, so that he's not touching anything. So the halacha is, like Gemara in Chulin, that the person which has your dying tahoros, which yet he has cleaned his hands, does not have a chiv netilas yadayim. So if you don't have a chiv netilas yadayim, so this is the dilemma which we have here. If you're going to wash your hands properly for the asheyotza, so then you can't make a bracha on netilas yadayim later. And if you're going to not wash your hands properly, so how can you make asheyotza? So this is where all these eitzes in the Shulchan Aruch come in. And that's why, but the two eitzes is, the first eitzes, and as you tell the Morgan Avraham Echad, that it can't be that the first netila, the first eitzes in the Shulchan Aruch is wash your hand twice. Says the Morgan Avraham, it can't be that you wash your hands properly, because if you wash your hands properly, you don't have to wash again, or you're washing your hand out. So other people, and I've heard that there is such a minig, they scratch their hands. Now, the Morgan Avraham is very not happy with it. As I say, Magavua was not happy. The kibul shenotel kedinoi lomeli lachze veligrim tumo velittle veligrim brocha. It means is to create something which perhaps is not. Somebody scratched his head because he has lice in his head and his stack is scratched. Okay, so then he has to wash his hands again. Then he can be mechuyev brocha. But if somebody washed his hands properly, and if you wash your hands properly, so then you can't make a bracha again on the next netila. Just to scratch your head, the Morgan Avraham is not happy with it. But I know, I've heard from a lot of people, that some people feel the meaning that way, to wash your hands properly the first time, scratch your head, then, so you have a netila of Asheyotza, you have then a chiv netila for the suda, and then you can make a bracha on the second one. That is the nature which is brought, the Rambam is not happy with, but I know there is such a meaning. The Eretz in the post of Shat in Shulchan Aruch.
Scratching your head is called.
What?
Scratching your head is called not Makias.
No, no, because any Mekayim is Mechusim, you have to wash your hands. Even in the middle of the Suda, if a person scratches his hair in the middle of the Suda, he has to be in the toilet until the other again. As you state in Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin. You have to wash again. So you have to be careful that your hands don't, because you die maskon, you say, you have to be careful that don't start Mekayim is Mechusim. In Mishnah Berurah there's a chilukim, which becomes mechusim or mechayev bracha with netila, with bracha, with bracha, but the chayev is mechayev netila. And if you hold the gear before the suda, it's zikha enough to make a bracha. That's zikha, there's no suffix about that. Now the emes is daf touching the whole halacha by itself. There's be'etzim here a big problem. Al netilas yadoim is a birchas mitzvahs. We know when we wash our hands, when do we make the bracha on until it's a dive? After we wash our hands, before we dry our hands. Why? For Asher Yotza, we don't do it that way. For Asher Yotza, we dry our hands, and then we say Asher Yotza. Because there's a so distinct difference between the two brachas. On the Tilas Yadoim is a birchas mitzvahs, and Asher Yotza is a birchas shvach. And the emphasis of Asher Yotza has nothing to do with washing your hands. Ashiyotza is something which you mechuyif, but something which is yotza l'tzrochov. He had to excuse himself. Vivili had to excuse himself, he has to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for the ability that he managed to excuse himself. So you can't do it straight away when you excuse yourself, so you wait till you clean your hands, and once you clean, you make a bracha. That's why, in this dilemma, somebody's eating a suda and just excused himself before, the shloh holds the eight is, only make a halatil asidayim. I was with Ashiyotza. Wait till after I'm 18, do it later. There's no din Asher Yotza. It's nishkin birchas mitzvahs. It's a birchas shvach. The shvach is just nothing to do with the washing of the hands. The shvach be'etzim has to do with that with you, Baruch Hashem, the Hebrews to let you, he managed to excuse yourself. And that's the whole thing of the Asher Yotza. So you can delay it. There are a lot of times, if somebody gets excused in the middle of davening, if it's in the middle of birchas krishma, which you can't be mafsik, so the halacha is, you say it after. The problem always happens is that by the time you get there, you forget. That's a practical problem. The emphasis is, but the yisoid be'etzim is that Asher Yotza is a birchas hashvach, can be done later. The interesting criteria is over that the Shulchan Aruch in both options did not take the Shlosh option into account. And this is something which needs to be explained. The Pashta Svora, the Shlosh is gerecht. A birchas mitzvah, and until I say daim, you have to do before you dry your hands, because the din is, as over last year, so on every mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, you always have to do it before you do the mitzvah. So the problem is, be'etzem, ideally, a person should have made an until his daim before he washes his hands. Because that's over last year, so. But the problem why we don't do it is, the Gemara Pesachim says, by tefillah, anything which has to do with tahira, when you tie yourself, you cannot. Before you started the Torah, you could not make the bracha. And therefore, what we do is that we first start the Torah, we don't finish it, and that's when we do the bracha. That's why Natila Sedaim, we do after the Natila, when we're Torah ready, before we dry our hands. It's because there's a din of Eivel Asiyosam. So then there's a din, you shouldn't be mafsik. Mashayin Kein, Asiyotza doesn't have this. It can sign at the Shulchan Aruch, to forever the Shulchan Aruch, why it was not masking to the Shloz Eitzu, which the Shloz Eitzu seems to be simple, is because the Shulchan Aruch holds that today the Takana was, the Kivu the Takana the Chacham was, that you know it to Yod of Lachab is after a person is excused, and then you say Asher Yotza, as much as we know there's a din of Tekev Nantila until it's Yedoyim, the Chatchila, even with the evidence, it's mutter, it's true. The Chatchila, the Shulchan Aruch, did not want to make Asher Yotza in a later stage when it's nothing to do. Avada the halacha is, in the middle of davening, you do it. And if you have to, when you're not allowed to talk, you do Asher Yotza later. But it's not like Chatchila to be done. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch held the other Eitzah is better. But to understand the Shulchan Aruch's Eitzah, you have to say, in Emes Mishnah Berurah, the Chayre also learns Pshat that way. That the first netila, which when a person wants, if you want to do the first eight Shulchan Aruch to be noit liyod of twice, you have to make sure that the first netila is a netila which is not going to be kosher for a suda. And what is that? A moshel, if you don't use kerach yaveh, you open the tap, you put your hands underneath, which that b'di'evet is enough for asher yotza, but is not enough for netilas yadayim. So therefore you can make asher yotza, and you've made, and then the next netilah you can make on netilas yadayim. The chesaron is that the netilah for asher yotza was not lachatchila. Shulchan Aruch states lachatchila yizoyer, that the chatchila in Shimon Gimel, chatchila should make the netilas as if you're not the yod of suda. So you've lost, so you can't gain. Doing the Shulchan Aruch's eitzah number one, so it's not an eitzah, it has a chesaron, because you don't have the proper netila for asher yotza.
Why didn't they like this show?
Because they didn't want, like, they wanted asher yotza. Oh, the child is which b'di'evet to pick. I don't know. That I can't tell you. Who decided which b'di'evet to pick? So the eitzah one has the problem that the netilah of asher yotza is not lachatchila. The eitzah two of wash your hand and stopping in the middle and saying asher yotza, it l'chor has a double problem. Because pashtas, if your daim are tahoris, and the achrenim are busy with this, if your hands are clean after the first pouring, so that's him already mechuyev al netilas yadayim. So if you want to make, so then you have a problem of hefsek from asher yotza. Elamai pshat is because we're noyig to pour mayim shtiyim. But that's only very good if you poured less than a revis. But if you poured more than a revis, so then you're already mechuyev al netilas yadayim now. And since today we pour on our whole hands, and we pour more than the reviews on every pouring, because we don't know, so there's a lot of fakers involved in it. So Mela, the eitzah number two of the Shulchan Aruch is also not lachatchila, because the pashtus, once you already poured the first time, you already mechuyev al netilas yadayim, you can't say asher yotza.
Which is the correct problem? Is it
netilas yadayim,
or
is it netilas yadayim? I think it's al netilas yadayim, but I think so. But both eitzes of the Shulchan Aruch have a chisson. The first one has a chisson. You didn't want not noitel yodov for netilas yadayim the way the lachatchila of the Shulchan Aruch. And the second problem, the second eitzah of making the bracha in the middle asher yotza, is a problem because if we're going to pour reviews on our hands, we're going to already be mechuyev netilas yadayim, and we don't have an eitzah. We can't make asher yotza now. So there is a third eitzah. And that was the third eitzah is brought in Rashi. And I think, if I remember rightly, the Chaznish says, Hochanoi again. Chaznish says, the third eitzah is to wash properly Al Netilas Yadayim, and to say Al Netilas Yadayim first, and then say asher yotza. What? Oh, so what's with the hefsek? So the Achron where they bring, as much as you're allowed to say Govla Torah. Anything which is part of the Suda, you're allowed to be mafsik. Because Hezdish Kines Chadas says, Mekim the Asher Yotza. And that's why the whole reason we're trying to say Asher Yotza with the Netilah is to be Semich the Asher Yotza to the Netilah to the Tyrus Yadayim. So it's part of the Tyrus Yadayim. So therefore, a person can do the Avad al Netilah Yadayim is Mechuyev. Because it's a Bichas HaMitzvah, it's Mechuyev first, has Din Gedima. And the asher yotza zebichas hashvach is later. So if all you want to do one of the two eitzes, or you push off asher yotza till after amoitzi, like the shlo, or you can do like the chaznish and say asher yotza straight away and can be soymich. That's not considered. It's terech netila. It's not terech asud.
Terech netila.
If we say that the chatchila the Shulchan Aruch was not masking because it is like chatchila din of tkifus, then that's it. So the emphasis is the options are four. There's four options. There's the option of washing once, washing twice. The first time no shaloi kalocha, and the second time kalocha. There's an eitz of stopping in the middle of the netila, which is complicated because we pour reviews. And then there's an eitz of doing proper netila and saying netila zidayim first and asher yotza straight away afterwards, or to do like the shlo, say al netila zidayim now and say asher yotza after amoitz min lechmanot. I think this is a shaila which just comes out quite often, and I've been in this dilemma a lot of times. But all eitzes are good, but each one has its scratch, as they say. This is what I want to speak into our loch. I just want to say.
There's one more eitzah.
What?
Make sure not to eat a kibbeh.
Yeah, but that's the shichtik. A person should be eating a suda. And there's another thing also. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a lachatchila. A person before he sits down to suda should take a check himself if he needs to be excused. So in Mele, as it states in Seder Hayoyim, he brings this off from another loch from Kadmonim. So in Mele, a person lachoyer, that's the natural way is that you be excused and then you eat. The Ramis laze veYoshem pnei Chodesh teitziu. The Siddur, the Yisoid is a person always has to be excused before. So I just want to say a small vault on this week's parsha. There's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Rashi brings it down that Kola, the Bamis is Bilam, wanted to be Mikal Klal Yisrael, and the Maisi is the Bodish Lam Vayafach Hashem is a Klal Livrocha, and the Bodish Lam turned over the Klal Livrocha. So the Gemara is Medaik. Why is klolo livrocho? It's klolois livrochois. So the Gemara says no, because all of the brachos turned into klolos, besides one. Now the question is, why punk that one didn't turn over, and why did the other ones turn over to klolos? So I think I once explained it with a simple mashal. If you have a child which is a special need, and he comes to a table and he sits down and he eats and he makes a big mess, you won't have any tinus on him, because you know Nebuch is a special need, he has his limitations and he can't manage. So if he managed to eat whatever he managed to eat, whatever he made a mess, that's the way he behaves. If you have a child which is normal and he's been taught how to eat and he knows how to do it and he makes a mess, versteht sich, wenn es der Avle ist, er sagt, yes. Bilam, in his Brochus, pointed out Klal Yisrael, all the miles of Klal Yisrael. And pointing out the miles of Klal Yisrael is Al Yevi Koitzpa. There's a mile, and there's a chesaron to it. Raya, Mam Shepele Verashi. Rashi says, "V'zoyis abrocha asher dibra Moshe ish elokim lifnei Moisei." Moshe Rabbeinu was mevorach shteit lifnei Moisei. Says Rashi, "She'im lo achshav emesai." Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't think with such a karge fellow, and ish vagint klal Yisrael brochas, just 2 minutes before he died, you have nothing. Till then, 40 years, she can't zon kenein brochas, shtokem brochas. Now lifnei Moisei, im lo achshav emesai, hamdish kumbrera. But we have to be mevorach, because the bracha, the yisoid of a bracha is bracha, and the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yaakov Avinu, brachas of Bilam. The yisoid is to point out the koiches, the abilities which Klal Yisrael has, and pointing out the abilities that Klal Yisrael had is b'tzadachat amoyru di gemayla. It's taki a bracha, which that if a person, but only if you use those abilities for the right direction. If Klal Yisrael, which let's look, is Amma Sefer, we always know that Klal Yisrael is the nation of thought, nation of study. If they take the nation of study and they use it nishfa Torah or for andere Sachen against Torah, so then verkehrt, your Maila has turned into biggest chisam. If you would be a stupid fellow and you wouldn't be learning Torah, shein halbetzor. If verstehst nicht Torah, you don't understand Torah, and you don't learn, shein. Oh, but you have the kishoinis, you manage to learn, you can learn, and you don't learn, it's much worse. Bilam brought out all the milers and the three sets of brachas. He brought out how much Klal Yisrael is Mirosh Tzurim, Areno, it's built on Shtaki Yesodas. Klal Yisrael has the koach to go and take Eretz Yisrael and conquer it. Klal Yisrael has the koach to be Misak in the world, build up Mislas and Lovoy. He brought out that Klal Yisrael is Yesod of the nation, which was, the world was created for it, and the Rebbeinu Shlom's tachlis in this world was that Klal Yisrael should be Mekadesh Shemoy. And what happens if you, as long as Klal Yisrael behaves and does what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants, Savada, the milas of Klal Yisrael are each one a bigger bracha, because with those milas you can serve the Rebbeinu Shlom better. But what happened at the end of the parsha? Ve'eshiv Yisrael bashitim, v'yocholam lisnes es b'nei Ismael. So now what happened is, all your milas are turning against you. If you wouldn't be a clever person, you wouldn't be Mirosh Surim, if you wouldn't be have the ability to conquer Klal Yisrael, the world, if you wouldn't have been the nation which is Nifcha for the Rebbeinu Shlomo and you were Mazana, Shein Mecha Teisa. But you, which are so special, which are so big, so good, and the Aveir becomes 10 times bigger. And that's why all the brachas turned out leklalas. Because as much as our good things started, they all turned against us. But there was one bracha he didn't manage to touch. In the Erechaim HaKadosh it says, Ba'eshiv Yisrael Ba'shitim, what is Shitim? Shitim means Shata on the Loktu. Shata means they went for walks. Klal Yisrael left the Onon, they went outside the Onon, they decided to go on holidays. They changed a little bit of the scenery, they went outside the Onon. And that's where the Bnei Smoyev called them. Because Bnei Smoyev knew, walking into Machne Yisrael, they wouldn't manage to accomplish what they accomplished. The only way they could only do it is, if Klal Yisrael leaves the Machne Yisrael, so then they could do the Averus they managed to do. So Kum Techois as the Ma'atoiva Alecha Yaakov, that we have the ability to have places which those places are safe, which are the Taka stayed safe. Okay? The Moyovim didn't manage. The Moyovim didn't manage to get into Machne Yisrael. The only way they managed to do it is to try to attract us to go out of the Machne Yisrael. So therefore, all the brachas, because the Armailas turned to the Klolas because we didn't use them the right way. But the one, the Tahara, the Yisoy, the Klal Yisrael has places which those places are pure, and in those places can stay untouched, that stayed with us. And the emesis, thus is the Krach from Klal Yisrael in Golos. We have a famous, the Zayashi, Rashi says in the end of Parshas Behar, after, it says the Parsha, L'Isasu Lechem Elilim, Feslam Asecho L'Isasu Lechem, it's talking that when a Yid has to work as an Eved by a Goy, so Rashi says, but when you're working by a Goy, so when you think that much as the Goy is Eved, Avad Zohar, should also be Eved Zohar, so the Pesach says not. So then the Pesach finishes off, Shavsoy Seh Tishmeiru, U'mikdosh Yitirohu Ani Hashem. So the Sfurna there of Platz, the Sfurna says that Klal Yisrael has to know that even when we're between Goyim, we have to create ourselves a place, but that place is completely cut off from all outside influence, and we have to create ourselves a time, which that time is used to be disconnected from outside influence. And those things, when we keep them pure, this gives us the courage to go right until the beginning.